Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. This is Jen, and this is normally where Jess would be. She's actually in Japan doing important beauty reporting. She'll be back next week. In the meantime, I have some friends filling in. So intern Tiff is going to be on the mic. We're going to talk about beauty, and then after that, an amazing guest. But first, housekeeping. You guys all know what next week is. We are having an Earth Day after party with Davinus. It's on April 23rd, 6 to 8 p.m. in New York City. You want to come to this party, and here is why. We've got dry hair styling. You'll be able to experience Davinus products. There's a $60 gift bag at the end of the night. You'll hang out with me and Jess. You'll hang out with Fat Mascara fans. What else? Slow food, slow wine. Who doesn't want that? Go to fatmascara.com/Davinus. That's D-A-V-I-N-E-S for your chance to win a ticket. And don't worry, even if you're not in the New York City area, we've got something for you. Davinus gave us an amazing discount code. So still sign up for the party, but if you want this, get your pen out. Fat Mascara Ship. That's Fat Mascara, S-H-I-P, one word. You will get 20% off at Davinus and free shipping. Okay, you guys ready to talk? Today we have two things. First of all, intern Tiff is, I would say, Gen Z. We come from very different age groups. And I want to learn more about beauty in her world. She is going to quiz me about the state of beauty in Gen Z. We'll see how I do. After that, we're going to talk about sunscreens for women of color, a very important topic. Tiff has some thoughts. And our guest, I am interviewing all by myself, Patrick Ta, makeup artist extraordinaire. So let's get into it. Okay, here's Tiff. That was so hard, by the way, doing the intro all by myself. And Tiffany was just sitting in the corner like, you got this, girl. Two thumbs up.
I'm here now.
How did I do?
Great.
Okay, I'm so glad to have someone to talk to again. So here's the plan. I have no idea what your quiz is about. I can't believe I'm doing this to myself, but you have a pop quiz for me, right?
No peeping.
I'm not looking. So you're quizzing me about the state of beauty in your generation. So just so people know who you are, you're still in school. Who are you, Tiff? Tell us who you are.
I'm Tiffany. I'm a student at the Fashion Institute of Technology, majoring in cosmetics and fragrance marketing. Whoop, whoop. Can I get a little whoop, whoop?
I mean, out there in the world, people are whooping for you. And we met you at a Fat Mascara listener party, right?
Yeah, so I was at the St. Ives listener party. That was my first time meeting Jess and Jen. And, well, now I'm here. And in 2 weeks, we have another listener party coming up.
Look at her throwing to our party, reminding the listeners, you got this. So you're how old now?
I'm 20.
Okay, so we decided you're on the upper end of Gen Z. And you're giving me questions that, like, I should know if I'm a good beauty editor, right? But maybe we'll be able to talk about some of these topics, too.
I think you will know, but for the sake of some surprise element, I hope you don't know.
Oh, God. Okay. All right. First question. Go for it.
Okay. So now I will say that this doesn't actually add up with my favorites, but so first question, name the top five hottest beauty brands for 18 to 24-year-olds.
Oh, my gosh. Five of them?
Five of them. I'm looking at a list of 10.
Okay. And you're not giving me multiple choice. All right.
No.
18 to 24. NYX. Is NYX on there? Are we doing color or skin or both?
Overall.
Oh, okay. I'm just thinking if you're 18 to 24, your budget isn't that huge. So I guess I'm wrong. All right. I'm just going to go with my answers and you'll tell me later.
Mm-hmm.
CoverGirl. Fenty. Let me throw in like Garnier, maybe. I loved Garnier skincare at that age. What else is hot on social? Oh, can I throw in like a Kylie lip kit or something?
You can.
Okay. And how many was that? Four?
That was four. You got one more.
I should do hair. Way.
Way. Okay. So you did get two out of the five. So Kylie is at number one. No surprise there. Then we have Fenty Beauty at number two. And surprisingly at three, we have Lush. Does that surprise you?
Oh, no, because I think their retail footprint is huge. Like, where don't you go that you see a Lush store? You could smell it from 20 miles away, right?
Yeah, and I think it has that experiential factor that millennials and Gen Z tends to look for.
Oh, good point.
Okay. So then at four, there's Sephora, which I necessarily don't think of it as a beauty brand, but they do have their own brand.
Right. You've got Sephora Collection. I didn't think about retail store, but it's what you said about Lush, like experiential. You can go in, you can play with everything. Can I also posit something on that? When I was your age, I wanted a free, like I would go in and do my makeup before a date or a night out and then not buy anything. Is that horrible?
No, it's not.
I mean, do people still do that?
No idea, but I think they will now.
Okay. All right. And then what's the one other one that
I missed? Number five, Urban Decay.
Oh, okay. Well, this is crazy because that was truly one of my favorite brands when I was 18 to 24.
I can definitely see that.
Why do you say that?
You have that Urban Decay type vibe.
You're like, I'm edgy, I'm cool, whatever.
Definitely. And
that just shows that they have some longevity, huh? That
yeah, they definitely do. So I was pretty surprised that Glossier wasn't in the top five, but they are number nine and it is growing. And I think it's because it's very niche. It's the whole no makeup, makeup look. But
yeah,
it is part of the entire like Gen Z generation.
It does feel very coastal and urban to me in like a more sophisticated way. And I was just thinking about great swaths of America of 18 to 24-year-olds. But that is
true.
Very telling. Okay, I'm ready for question number two.
Okay.
Tiffany, don't forget to talk into the mic. Here we go. She tells us, by the way, all the time, like, oh, guys, you couldn't hear you in that one. See what it's like on the other side of the mic?
I'm here.
Okay. So what's the second question?
Okay. So what percentage of Gen Zers and millennials are purchasing cosmetics in-store versus online?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I think it's a flop that more purchasing online. So I'll say like 30% in store.
You actually got that one way wrong.
What? What is it?
Okay. So I was surprised by this too, but it's 78% of consumers say that they purchase more cosmetics in store rather than online.
Well, okay. But was that both Gen Z and millennial?
Yes.
So I guess millennials go up to how old right now? Like 38 or 39?
Well, the younger part of millennials, the ones that clash into Gen Z.
Is that who this data is
yeah.
from? Okay, fine. That is surprising.
It surprised me even because I don't purchase as much as I used to overall, but I would think that with like reviews online that people will be just purchasing online, but they do want that, like I said before, the experience
right.
in store.
And think about foundation, like concealer, you need to skin tone match, fragrance, you need to smell. So there's still that retail experience.
Yeah.
All right, third question. I'm not doing so good, by the way.
How am I doing?
Oh, my God. You're worried about... Come on. It's my show, Tiff. All right.
Okay.
Question number three.
Okay. So I'm looking at a list of eight, can you name a few popular video ideas for beauty gurus and vloggers?
Video ideas, like those memes they all do where, like, my boyfriend did my makeup.
Yeah, do you want to give me an example?
Yeah, because I never know the names of these things.
Okay, so here's one, monthly favorites.
Oh, okay, so even broader than I was thinking. Like, Wake Up With Me is always one, like, where they do their morning routine. Does that count? And then there's, like, drugstore favorites. And then, you know what, it should be one, but it isn't, where they just, like, wiggle the product back and forth on the back of their hand. You know that move that all the YouTubers do? Like, is that a thing? No?
No, but that would be interesting.
How many was I supposed to
Maybe you could do it. I think you did a few.
Okay, what else?
Mine are different, but those do go as well. So product reviews are number one. And here's the thing about product reviews. I'm not a big fan just because I feel like most YouTubers do product reviews the minute after something launches. Like Patrick
right.
Ta, I'm already seeing those product reviews up. But how do you know what's an honest review and what's not? And how do you... And you're not giving it adequate time before you're giving a review.
So do you think if it's not, if it's color cosmetics, I tend to think like you can review it right away because you just see it right away. But skincare, maybe you'd want to take more time with it. Is that what's bothering you with that?
I think true, but a true artist would know how to work their way around anything. And I think they're just being a little too harsh on reviews. And I'm not saying everyone, but
so some of the
overall,
YouTubers, you like don't like how they just like nag.
Yeah, like there's no reason to criticize every single company's product. Like if you don't like it, sometimes just don't review it. But I do appreciate the honesty overall.
And do you, as I'm going to make you speak for your entire generation, are you ready?
Go ahead.
Do you listen to reviews on that YouTubers give and help that inform your buying decisions?
So here's what it is. If there's an overall consensus of, hey, this product isn't living up to its expectations.
Like 20 different bloggers or YouTubers said they didn't like it.
Yes, yes.
It's, then you listen.
Yes. But I'm more likely to test it out for myself as well because you can go to Sephora and do that.
Right.
So
as long
not?
As the product is already out.
Yeah.
Okay,
exactly.
Good point. What else do people do on those content creators that I should know about?
So celeb makeup tutorials. Now, this one I think is interesting because I do think that there's an interesting factor to YouTube tutorials where that celebrity makeup looks. You don't always know who those makeup artists are and they don't honestly show you how they're doing or achieving these certain looks. So YouTubers and beauty
are making up their own roles.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we
showing
saw
you
Kim
how to achieve
at the Met Gala, but you might not know that Mario D did her makeup and then here's some content creator just trying to wing it and pretend they are Mario D.
Exactly.
All right. Should we do two more questions?
Okay.
Do you have two more for me?
I have one more.
One more for you. That's fine.
I feel like that was a lot. Okay. So the last one. The two largest beauty segments amongst Gen Z. I'm going to give you options for this one. I think
Ooh,
you've had it kind of hard. Okay.
Choice. Thank you, intern.
Okay.
Tiff.
And it's pretty easy. It's out of three. And I think you're going to get this one. I have faith in you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So skincare, hair care, and color cosmetics.
Wait, what's the question?
What are the two largest beauty segments amongst Gen Z?
As far as how much money is spent on those things?
Yes.
Or how many? Okay. So skincare, hair care, and cosmetics.
Color cosmetics.
Oh, do y'all not care about skincare yet because you're like 12 and have beautiful skin? So hair and makeup.
It is right.
Yeah. Just wait, young one. You soon will care.
I will say I do care about my skin.
You have lovely skin. Is it that, just can I ask you this, do you use any treatment products whatsoever? Or are you just washing and like moisturizing?
I think hair care goes along with the increased, what's the
word? I mean like skincare though. Like what do you use as far as skincare?
Oh, so we're going to do a mini breakdown of Tiffany's skincare.
Oh, we're not going to get that deep into it. All right, settle down.
No, I use simple products because I have sensitive skin like CeraVe and things like that. I don't go
but
crazy.
But you don't use any anti-agers yet or anything, right?
No, nothing with the words anti-aging. But eye cream, definitely.
Mm, and you use sunscreen. And we're going to get into that next. So thank you for the quiz. That was awesome.
Nice.
Time for one of my favorite topics, which is sun protection. You ready to talk about sunscreen?
I'm ready.
Okay, so a couple weeks ago, we had this segment where we were talking about skincare for people of color, both men and women. It was actually a men's skincare line we talked about first. And after we got out of the studio, now called the Fat Studio, we decided. Tiffany was talking to Jess and I about sunscreen for women of color and men of color. And this is like a big deal that it's hard to find good sunscreen, right, Tiff?
It is.
Okay, so how would you describe your skin tone first so people understand you know what you're talking about?
Okay, so I'm an NC42 at MAC, if that gives you some direct direction there.
Only Fat Mascara listeners would know. For everybody else, how would you call it? How would you describe that?
So sort of like a medium tan with like mix of olive and pink undertones.
And your ethnic background is Guyanese?
Yes, I'm West Indian.
West Indian. Okay. So just so people have a vision of the skin tone.
Yep.
So when did you realize sunscreen was not inclusive enough for you? That was a leading question. We're going to have a learning moment right here.
Okay.
Don't ask a question like that when you're a podcast interviewer. What I meant to say was, how is it for finding sunscreen for you, Tiff?
Okay, so for a long time, I just wasn't using sunscreen. I would skip that step completely because the ones I was using was too, like, pasty and white on my skin. It would take forever to blend out. I'd leave my house. 2 hours later, I'd look in the car mirror and be like this, you know?
You'd still see, like, what, a cast of white on your skin?
Or yeah, what did it like, because like? You really got to get in there to, like, blend it out, right? So
this is – we're talking about your face – sunscreen, right?
Yes. Face
and sunscreen. Would you also put, after you put sunscreen on, would you put makeup on top?
I would. And then there's like the flashback if you're doing it like day to night. So that wasn't fun.
Yeah. And so is the problem that if you're using enough as you know you have to, as much of amount as you have to, that that's when you get the color problem? Or is it just even if you put a sheer small amount, you get a color, like you get a cast of white or purple?
So I'd say depending on the sunscreen you're using, I was using like a typical like bare like CeraVe, but then also SkinCeuticals. That one had a little bit of a tint, but it was still too light for me.
Okay, so it wasn't even just sheer ones you were looking at. Even the tinted ones, which sometimes they say, oh, this might be better for women of color because it's like beige looking.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking at you right now. You're not beige. So that didn't work either, huh?
No. And then, you know, there just wasn't any like – from the market, you can tell that there's like an absolute need for this. And we'll go into this when we talk about some of the brands.
Oh, tell us. Okay.
Okay. So there's Black Girl Sunscreen like that.
Wait, so you went out and sought out sunscreen specifically that would work on your skin tone?
It's more that it came to me. And I'll tell you about the one I use.
Okay, tell me.
This is just from some research we did together as a collective here at Fat Mascara. So there's Black Girl Sunscreen and then Unsun. And the one that I use is Supergroup. So in particular, I use the Everyday Sunscreen, the SPF 50, and you guys, it's invisible. It blends out beautifully. It's super lightweight, and it's like perfect. And now I use sunscreen every single day.
Is it one of the kinds with the ball in it, so when you shake it, you hear a click?
Nope.
It's just a regular lotion or cream?
Yep, it's the regular lotion. And I think it comes in like 4 different sizes, so you can literally get like the largest tub, which I think is like 18 ounces.
And it still works on your skin tone.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Here's a question for you, and I might be putting you on the spot. Did you try both the mineral or physical blockers like titanium and zinc dioxide as well as the chemical sunscreens like avobenzone and all those, or do you not know?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about, but you can tell me about it.
No, because what I found from other people as well is the mineral blockers are the ones that leave the cast on skin usually because mm-hmm. they don't actually sink into the skin. They sit on the surface and reflect the light.
Okay.
So you know what zinc oxide and titanium dioxide yeah. are. That's what I'm talking about. Those are the ones, even when they're micronized and they chop them up really tiny, still on some skin tones, when you spread them out, you might see the sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that are the chemical sunscreens, avobenzone, homosalate, octisinate, I can't remember the names, but look on the drug facts on the back and you'll see them. They tend to be more transparent, but I'm going to hit you with some knowledge. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Those chemical sunscreens do not work immediately. Mm-hmm. So say you're going to the beach, because they need to be absorbed in order to do their thing, which is absorb the UV light so it can't mm-hmm. cause damage. It takes about 15 minutes for that to happen. So okay. if you put on a chemical sunscreen like that, you actually have to wait 15 minutes before you go in the sun.
Okay, so see, in the sun and like when I'm on the beach and things, mm-hmm. I don't mind layering on the sunscreen.
Even if you look like you look
yeah,
like
same. Yeah, because it's necessary.
Yeah.
But
and then you know it's on there too. You're like, okay,
yeah,
I might
I
be
feel
purple.
Like I'm doing what I need to I mean, do to protect my skin.
And I'm only olive, but I think it actually turns me purple, not mm-hmm. gray, if I use the mineral sunscreens on my face sometimes.
Yeah, and again, everyone looks like that.
Yeah.
At the beach. But for an everyday use, the like an invisible sunscreen or something that's not giving me a white cast is necessary, especially with some days where I'm wearing makeup or other days where I'm not. It's just, it's not pretty to have like tinted.
She's making a motion of a big cloud on her cheeks.
Yeah, like my face is already lighter than my actual skin tone, which can become complicated matching foundations for me.
Yeah.
And I don't want it looking extra light, like I just layered on 3 foundations lighter than my actual skin tone and I don't know how to do my makeup.
Well, I'm glad you did this market research for us. So we've got Supergoop's Everyday SPF 50, right?
Yeah, and some of their other ones are great as well. This is just my favorite.
And then you also you mentioned the brand Black Girl Sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And what was the other brand?
Unsun.
Unsun. So, I don't think I know that one.
Yeah, so the founder is actually Frank Ocean's mom.
Oh, yeah, I do know about that. Yeah. That's right.
And it's designed with a mineral tint for people of color. I haven't tried it myself, but I know I've heard of it.
I actually have, and I was surprised because I saw the tint, and it doesn't look as dark as you would think it mm-hmm. would to work on darker skin tones, but it shears out really nicely. We should put links to those on the blog.
Definitely will.
And by we, I mean intern Tiff, because she's the one who puts the links on the blog. Thanks, Tiffany.
Anytime.
Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra. I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're gonna wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear, or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings. Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Hey everyone, it's Jen. Listen, I think
one of the beauty issues Fat Mascara listeners ask me about the most is how to help their hair grow thicker and longer. I'm not going to lie. It takes a bit of patience, consistent routine with products that work. For me, that includes Vegamore and especially their Vegamore Grow Hair Serum. My favorite thing about it is that you can use it daily, even if you don't wash your hair every day, because it works on damp or dry hair. You just massage a little bit into your scalp, doesn't affect the texture or your styling, and being able to use it every day means you will use it. Even I was able to make a habit of it, and that consistency is the key to results. Honestly, I wish I had taken a before and after picture from using the Vegamore Grow Hair Serum, but you can see some of their great before and after pictures on their website, vegamore.com. I just know my hair is thicker and growing faster since I've been using it. It's been 7 months now, and I'm sticking with it. One bottle lasts a month, so get a subscription to Vegamore to save money and so that you won't run out. Vegamore also has great shampoos and conditioners you could add into your subscription as well. If you've heard Jess and I talk about Vegamore and you've been thinking about trying it, now is the time. Get a fresh start for spring and support our show with a 20% off discount. That's right. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription by going to vegamore.com/fatmascara and using the code fatmascara at checkout. That's VEGAMOUR.com, vegamore.com/fatmascara, code fatmascara to save 20% on your first order. Again, VEGAMOUR, vegamore.com/fatmascara, and use the code fatmascara.
Guys, I have such a special treat. Patrick Ta is here because Jess couldn't be here. I was like, well, I just got to get the best of the best. Makeup phenom Patrick Ta. Hello and welcome.
Hi, how are you? I'm so excited to be here. This is my first podcast.
So you just launched your own makeup line at Sephora, but I have to go through a couple of your clients here before I start asking you questions in case anybody doesn't know how like exceptional you are. So we've got Shay Mitchell, Blake Lively, Chrissy Teigen, Olivia Munn, Gigi Hadid, Bella Hadid, probably some other Hadids, some Kardashians. Adriana Lima, who's truly the most beautiful person I've ever met.
She is truly like, she never gets old.
Can I pause us for a second here? She's probably the first supermodel I ever interviewed. I kind of was speechless when I, like, her face is just, what is up with her face? It's like otherworldly, right?
She's 37 years old and she looks like a fetus.
She looks the same as when I interviewed her, probably when she was a fetus. Anyway, gorgeous clients. The list goes on. Welcome to Fat Mascara.
I am so excited to be here.
Yeah, let's talk. Okay, so I read that you discovered makeup at 21, but correct me if I'm wrong, you're only 27 now?
So I am 28 now. It was just my birthday. I celebrated in New York City.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
But still, that's what, 7 years of a makeup career? How did you get started in makeup?
I was doing makeup as a freelance artist in Arizona. So I used to have a tanning salon in Arizona. I know, like, I can't believe I did that. But back then I thought, like, this is going to be major. I'm going to make money. But it went so well. But then it also went so bad. So at that point, I had a roommate that was a makeup artist at MAC Cosmetics, and she gave me a job at MAC, and I started working as a freelance artist there, and I became obsessed. So I was doing that for about a year, and then I realized that, like, I want to be in Los Angeles. I want to be living with all the gays. but I wanted to be in Los Angeles, but I never knew what for. So when I started doing makeup, it gave me a reason to be there. And when I first moved to LA, like, I was charging, and in Arizona, I was charging like $50 to $100. So like when I first moved to LA, like, I think like a good starting point would be like $75 for makeup. And I was like, I am killing it. I'm doing so good.
Like, you had thousands of clients. You're like, I'm so good. That is a low price point.
I know. I was like, this is great. Like, my life is great. I'm making such good money. I was like so young and I didn't really know like what the potential of being a makeup artist in Los Angeles could like become.
Well, let's talk about that. So the $75 charging, that wasn't celebrities at that point, right?
No, that was just like a lot of bridal makeup, special event makeup, girls getting ready for like maybe like castings or photo shoots.
Okay.
But I got most of my clients because of Instagram, and that's where I started.
Okay. So just to back up, it sounds like you never really had the traditional path of assisting on set, either editorially or assisting a celebrity makeup artist. Is that right?
No, I never did that. But I really wish I did, because I am one for always educating myself and always learning. And back then, that wasn't me. But the new me, I'm so into it. I want to learn everything. I want to soak up all the information that I can get. But back then, like, I wanted my hands on everyone. I was just so hungry to, like, make a name for myself. I had just come from living in Arizona that I had to, like, close my salon down. And it was just, like, a really, like, embarrassing time in my life. And it was a lot of pressure from my family and my parents, because my parents were the ones who co-signed on that lease for me. They were the ones who kind of, like, gave me the opportunity. And
yeah.
I just failed. So when I moved to LA, I really just wanted to, like, make them proud and not make them mad at me.
Right. Well, we talked right before we started. I was like, it's not a failure. It's a learning moment.
It's a learning moment. Honestly, like, if I didn't have that salon, like, I probably wouldn't be where I am today. And because of, like, that hardship, like, I, like, filed bankruptcy, like, when I was, like, 21. And when I moved to LA, like, I had no money, but, like,
you had to hustle.
Yeah, I really wanted to like rise up from that and like start a new life in Los Angeles.
I think you're doing okay.
But
I want to posit, like, maybe just because you didn't have a traditional assistantship with a makeup artist, there's other lessons you learned. Like, what being in a retail environment and working on quote unquote real girls, do you feel like you have some skills that like someone who only has ever worked on models might not have?
Yeah, so when I was working at MAC, they would only give us 30 minutes to do makeup on just people that we've never met before. And it was our job to make them look beautiful, feel beautiful, and buy product. So to me, like, I was not good at that. They called me a diva artist. And a diva artist means that, like, they like to take an hour or more. And I took a good full hour when I was working there. So I was never fast at makeup. So, like, now that I have like all the time in the world, like, people give me 2 to 3 hours. I'm like, thank God, because if I only had like 30 minutes, you would leave not looking so great.
Can I just say, from being on set with makeup artists, 30 minutes is impossible. Like,
it's impossible.
The kind of makeup you're going to get is not sinking into the skin. It's not beautiful. It's just slapped on, isn't it?
It's just sloppy.
So I kind of was looking back on your Instagram, because, I mean, Instagram's been around almost the length of your makeup artist career. And it seems to me that you have a special relationship with Shay Mitchell. She's sort of like a muse to you.
Yes. Yeah,
so, am I making that up in my head, or is that
no,
true?
No, that's definitely true. And she has a big part in my launch as well. But Shay was my first celebrity client in Los Angeles. And I had moved to Los Angeles like about 6 years ago. And I met her 4 or 5 months after moving to LA. She basically gave me a platform. She gave me my career. She gave me a voice. And back then, like, I was obsessed with Pretty Little Liars.
She was already on the show when you...
Yeah, she was already on the show. I was obsessed with Pretty Little Liars. Coming from Arizona, I know no celebrities, but I was like an avid watcher of Pretty Little Liars. So, like, there's a difference between doing makeup for a celebrity and doing makeup for a celebrity that you're an actual fan of. And I called my mom when she started following me, like, my life is going to change, I swear, Mom. And she's like, okay.
Shay Mitchell? I've seen your mom on your Instagram. Yeah. She's adorable, by the way.
Oh, thank you. So Shay has been my longest client.
Yeah.
And she has her energy and how she treats her glam people, how she treats everyone is honestly, like, just, it's so amazing. Like, it's just like an amazing feeling because like you feel like when you work with her, it's not work. She's always happy. She's always dancing, always joking. And she really like gives makeup artists and hairstylists or whoever is like whatever your craft is, like the time, because she respects it. And she loves makeup just as much as I do. So she's always wanting to do different looks, always wanting to just try new products. And I learned so much from her because she gets her makeup done by the best of the best people. So I feel like every single time I do her makeup, I'm like, oh God. Like,
but she was like patient and kind in like bringing you along.
Yeah,
on
I feel
journey.
Like we both have grown together. So yeah. like what we thought back then was like, oh my God, we killed that red carpet. You look iconic. That is so beautiful. We look back and like, oh my God, we hate that.
That's actually something I was going to ask you. So over the last maybe 5 years, I've noticed that the look that you do has evolved quite a bit. How do you think it's changed as you've had more clients and as like makeup trends have changed?
I think when I first moved to Los Angeles, I did makeup that was very glamorous, very heavy. Just coming from Arizona, like, I wanted a full beat down all the time. And that's what, like, that is beautiful. If you're not wearing that, it's not beautiful. And then when I realized, when it was actually my first time working with Joan Smalls. And that was just when she had a music video with Beyonce. And Sir John had referred me Joan Smalls. And she was my first, like, model. And I was like, oh my God, I'm doing a high fashion model. This is so iconic. I'm gonna go to the makeup store and like buy really natural makeup because I feel like she wants natural makeup. Mm-hmm. And so I go to the store, I get a foundation that I think that like this is gonna look so good. It was for the MTV Music Video Awards, and the day of, I feel like I'm pretty confident. I start doing her makeup, and midway through, she looks at herself in the mirror and she's like, oh my God, like there's just too much makeup. Like she like starts freaking out and she starts like taking her hands and like wiping off. I literally have a heart attack. And to me, like, that is the most natural makeup I've ever done in my life.
And she thought it was way too much. Oh, you must
and
be dying inside.
I was dying, and I just wanted to do a good job. But her eyes were finished and she was like, okay, like we didn't have that much time left. But she went and I left. I was like, God damn it. That was my one chance. And she left and went to the red carpet, and her photos turned out amazing.
So she didn't actually wipe off that much.
That way, but she freaked out. And because like models don't wear a lot of makeup, and right. I put a, like, now that I look back at it, like I put a lot of makeup on her. Because like everyone's perception of natural is so different. Like some people say natural is like full face, but like really like natural tones,
yeah.
Yeah, but so she photographed amazing, and we've been working together ever since. So
I am going to go back and look at MTV Music Awards to see what she looked like. Also, you know what a camera is going to do. She's used to an editorial lighting. This is like a red carpet situation. It's slightly different, but you learned, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I definitely think she wears more makeup now than she did before.
I also feel like you have a look, and I need to know what the secret to this is. I was looking at all the girls. No matter the face shape of the client that you're working on, they leave your chair and they have almost this like heart-shaped face and a very feline like quality to their eyes and cheeks. Like their eyes look wider, their cheeks look higher and wider. What is the trick? What is going on there?
I really love like pulling out the eyes, like the eyeshadow, just yeah. because I feel like it looks like a little bit more sexy. I feel like round eyes are more for like, oh, I want to look cute today, but like I always want to make women look sexy and beautiful. So you feel beautiful and confident, and like you're able to like walk out and like, I am the shit. And
so just pulling out the eye color, the liner, the lashes,
yeah,
and the
just pulling
outer
it out
corners?
Just to like stretch out your eye shape a little bit, just like gives you that like little facelift.
Like, yeah.
And then as far as like the cheekbones, like, I am obsessed with glow. Like, I'm obsessed with glow. So by adding glow onto high points of your cheekbones or to like the peak of your forehead, it just brings dimension. So like when light hits those areas, it just brings dimension into the face, and you can get that more of like that heart shape look that
yeah.
that you. I mean, I never noticed that, but yeah, I get that's what.
Well, because a lot of people used, I don't know, it seems like it was done with contouring more back in the some other artists do it with contouring, but it feels like you don't even contour. It's all done with like light.
I don't honestly contour that much. I always contour a little bit underneath the foundation just because like I don't want any harsh lines, but
yeah.
I really love highlighting.
Yes. Okay. Speaking of highlighting, we have to talk about your line. So the name of your line, it just launched at Sephora, correct?
Yes.
What is the name of the line?
So it is Patrick Ta, but my first
connect- Where did you come up with that name?
Oh my God,
amazing.
I don't know. But the whole meaning behind my brand is, and I think a lot of like young gay guys can relate to this, but like growing up, I've always gravitated towards women, like my mom, my sister, my best friends, because growing up, I knew I was gay, but I wasn't out to the world. But so women are the ones who make you feel comfortable in your own skin, because like maybe you do talk like a little bit more girly, or maybe you do want to play with dolls, or maybe you do want to play with makeup. Girls like to do the same thing. So like we all like relate to each other. So when developing my first beauty brand, it was my goal to create products to empower women to feel confident and beautiful in their own skin, in the same that women make me feel. Like women have made me feel comfortable since like day one. And
this is your gifts back to them, huh?
And like just being able to do these girls' makeup, like they gave me my voice. They gave me my career. So it's just I wanted my first collection to be all about skin. So it's like comfortable in your own skin.
I'm getting, you guys, just so you know, I'm getting a first peek right here.
So I've worked really hard on this. So I hope that you really like it. But
I saw some pictures beforehand, but like you doubled down on the glow, didn't you?
So if you've seen any of my posts like recently, I've been like putting glow on all my clients. It's like chest and everything, and taking videos now because like you can really see this glow in photographed and videos.
And so, what product is that?
So what I'm first coming out with is, so the collection's called Major Glow. So I wanted to create Major Glow from head to toe. Mm-hmm. So my first product is my body oil. So this is the packaging.
Yeah,
It's rose gold packaging. The back of it has an actual image of the body glow. But so this is the body glow, and
those are gorgeous.
It looks really good.
Why
under
did
sunlight.
You do an oil and a body thing and not just like a powder?
Just because I want everything to look wet. Like I want you.
So that's not a filter you put on your Instagram when girls are all glistening like that?
No.
I know, but it always looks so filtered to me.
How dare you?
No. Like that Kira Kira, like they'll hit the light in a certain way and it reflects.
She's throwing me shade, guys.
I am so not. I'm throwing you glow. Come on. So this is the oil.
So this is Major Glow body oil, and I'm obsessed with it. Like I've been working. So everything that I'm coming out with, I'm so proud of. And like as a makeup artist, and like you as a beauty editor, you also like are probably sent makeup all the time.
We see a lot of product.
Yeah, we see a lot of product.
You do too.
Yeah, and you definitely are always. I mean, as like someone who is creating their own brand, like you're always comparing yourself to other things. So like it's taken 2 years. I have like okayed products. I'm like, and then something else has come out. I'm like, God
damn
it.
Similar.
I need to make something new.
Or make it even better now.
Yeah. So.
But this, you're finally happy with.
I'm so happy with. And yeah, I want you to spray it under some light so we can see.
Okay. I'm not going to go through the whole line. Our poor listeners are like, I can't see this.
So that has, I feel like I live on the intersection between, makeup artist, but also I started off on Instagram, so like influencer, and
nice.
I wanted the brand to like resemble that. I feel like my packaging is super luxurious. What do you think?
I do, and rose gold just feels like your color. I feel like you often work in these tones on your clients.
Yeah,
too.
I love like blushes and stuff. So
yeah,
I wanted the packaging to feel.
This is lovely. This is the. I thought honestly
you.
When I looked at the oil in the bottle, I was like, oh god, this is going to be disco heaven because it looks very sparkly. Then you put it on your skin and it turns to sheen.
Yeah,
sparkle.
Everything is very translucent. It's all about the pearl particle. So like one has.
Did you get like a science lesson in pearl particles when
I
you're
did.
Making this?
This is really really finely milled. I love that word.
Finely milled.
Finely
pearl?
Milled pearl.
This...
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's major.
And what color are they? Because I feel like sometimes when you put a silver, so is it a mix of
this
cool
has
and warm?
Bronze, mm-hmm. gold, and pink pearls. And this one, A Dream, has gold and silver. So I named them. So I feel like a body oil is something that you put on at the very end of your makeup session and you're about to walk on like the red carpet. I always put body glow on like the decollete, the legs, the shoulders, and like things I always say to my clients are like, this is a moment, or and like they become moments, and then or you look like a dream. So I want to introduce to you A Dream and A Moment.
So A Moment is the bronzy one and A Dream is the like champagne.
Yeah, because like when you want to feel like a little bit extra, like that's a moment.
Okay. I don't know that I'm going to have body oil in my work day because I'm going back to the office right now, but I'm going to have a moment at some point. This brings me to a question about one product. I don't see it here. But did you make a fan?
Yeah.
Is there a fan in your
Yeah,
line?
So I made a
Tell
fan.
Tell me about
so
the fan.
The fan was actually made because of my highlighting mist. So like there's a bunch of like highlighters like out there on the market, but I wanted to come out with a highlighter that like just made your skin look luminous and wet but still pigmented.
Okay.
So I have three highlighting mists.
And they're spray.
Yeah, they're spray. So like the fan, they like the pearl particles just fall into your skin and melt into your skin.
But then they get everywhere.
No, they don't, because that's why we have a fan. So okay. The Major Glow Setting Fan, you actually use this to cover your eyes. You spray, or you cover this part and you spray. So we shape the fan. It's a rose gold fan, and it's like it's a little bit flexible, so you can.
But
shape.
You can even do this to yourself, like hold it where you don't want the shimmer to go. Yeah. Then you spray the shimmer. Aren't you going to get shimmer all over your lovely fan?
The fan is you can clean it. So we made sure that the fabric that like you can clean.
That's genius, because these sprays come out and then they end up everywhere. You guys have to get a Patrick Ta fan. Does it have a cute name like everything else?
So this is called She's Extra.
it is so extra.
So this is called She's Extra. And I really like, it's like, I feel like a tool that like you never know that you need it. Like you really, I feel like when you use setting spray, and like girls are always like using their hands to dry themselves or using like paper or using like eyeshadow palettes. Like now we have like a Major Glow.
I feel like also fan. If you got some tight braids or something and your scalp was itchy, you could like fan it with that. It has many uses, right?
Many uses.
She's extra. I
She's
love
extra.
That.
So, but I want to, can I tell you the names of my highlighters? Because
yes, please.
I love them. So we have a white pearl. It's called Look At Her.
Okay.
We have a pink pearl. So We Love Her. Okay. And then my gold pearl is called We Need Her.
Okay.
We Need Her.
I feel like these are things you say that I've heard
these
you
are,
say
too. These are, these like all these names are like, phrases I say that come from a place of excitement. So like, look at her. Like,
isn't there a product? Is she younger than me?
Yeah. So
what product is that?
So this is, I have three lip shines and a joke that me and my clients will always joke about, like when we're listening to music, and my one client always jokes with me because like she feels like I know no music, and she like plays like songs from the 80s and things that I will like say like.
Wait, who is it? Is it a musician?
No.
Okay.
No, it's a client. Jenna. Jenna DeWan Tatum. She always thinks that she loves listening to like the 80s, and so a song from the 80s comes on, and I'm like, I've never heard that song before.
You weren't even born yet, so of course you didn't hear.
Yeah, I've never heard that. I'm just so young. So this shade is a peach shade that's like a little bit more out there, and like I feel like a younger girl would wear this, but like maybe someone more mature was like, is she younger than me? I want that color.
Can I have that color? Is she younger than me? I need that one. All right. The line we could go through, we could actually hit some of the products, but everything's gorgeous in rose gold. But tell me this. You've also worked with other lines like Shiseido and La Mer. Are you still going to continue to work with other lines?
Yeah. La Mer, I've been with since 2006.
And that's not going to stop because you did makeup, right?
No. No one uses just one product on their whole entire face. So
I'm so glad that brands realize that, so they don't make you be exclusive that way.
Yeah, like honestly, La Mer has been just the best to work with, and they are all about skincare, and it just goes hands in hand. Like you need amazing skin to have amazing
makeup.
Okay,
so what if you came out with like, I found this Miracle Broth Algae face cream I'm coming out with, then we might have a problem.
I would never do that. I love La Mer so much.
Okay, can we talk about some tips just because I have a makeup artist here and Jess isn't here, my co-host, so I need personal help?
I'll help you.
Ready? Two questions.
Okay.
First up, I'm getting married on May 31st.
Oh my gosh.
I'm considering doing my own makeup. Am I crazy?
I say no.
okay, thank you. This, you guys, this is Patrick Tan. He says I'm allowed. Why do you say no? Because everybody's like, you're crazy.
One, because you're naturally beautiful. And two, Patrick. Because I feel like, honestly, you are in the makeup industry and you know makeup. And I think girls know their faces. You know your face the best and you know how you want to look. So if you are okay with like, if you don't think like doing makeup is stressful, then of course, like do it yourself. But if you're someone who is like, I know nothing, I don't want to do
it,
like,
would stress me out.
It would stress you out. But if it doesn't stress you out, then obviously, like, if you feel beautiful doing your own makeup, then do your own makeup.
Amazing. See, I need a little bit. I'm nervous about the fact that I feel comfortable doing it.
I hate when like makeup artists are always like, no, this is my way, or like, do it this way, or like, you look this way. Like, but girls, like, I always listen to what my clients have to say because they look at their face every single day. They're photographed all the time. They know how they want to look. It's their photo. It's their red carpet.
Their quirks.
Yeah. So yeah. I listen to them and they're usually right.
Yeah, because they know their own faces. Okay, second question. Let's talk mascara. This is the Fat Mascara Podcast. I am forever and on a hunt for a non-smudging mascara. Tell me this. A girl leaves your chair. You watch her go out onto the red carpet to her event. I'm sure you're on Instagram and looking at pictures the next day to see how the makeup wore, right?
Mm-hmm.
What mascaras do you like that don't smudge? Because that's my issue.
So I'm not just saying this, but I really actually do love the Shiseido's mascara because I feel like the wand,
new one in their inky line.
Yeah, the wand just like not globs, but it just puts it on and you have thick black eyelashes.
Okay, that's not my problem. But then I feel like the thicker and blacker they look, the more likely it is to smudge. Do you do anything underneath the eye to prevent smudging?
It just depends on your face shape. If you have like
a smudgy face,
yeah. If you have like bigger cheeks, always like when you smile, like your eyelashes.
Like a Hadid, they probably get smudges. They have like gorgeous full cheekbones.
They actually don't ever get smudges. They're perfect.
Ugh, they're perfect. I hate them. Are they younger than me?
No, they're definitely. I'm kidding. Is she younger than me? I think so.
I think they're both younger than me. Okay, so the Shiseido one is good. Let's talk a couple more products.
I also love mascara. I mean, I also love Marc Jacobs Velvet Noir.
That's another really wet, thick, pigmented
I love it,
one. All right. Because I like usually go for the blank tubing stuff, which doesn't give any drama, but like just so it stays, you know. But I'm going to try those. What do you hit pan in? Like before you made your own products, what eyeshadow shade was like, oh my God, I'm hitting pan again and again and again. I have to keep buying it. Works on everyone.
There was this, I don't use it that much anymore, but it was Anastasia Beverly Hills eyeshadow in the color Fawn. Ooh. That was like my transition color, but now I love
transition using, meaning from lash line to brow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
like
now
like
I love
crease color.
Yeah, like crease color.
Okay.
So I really love bronzers now. I feel like by using a bronzer instead of like a crease color, it just everything ties in better together.
So no matter what is on the lid proper or up near the brow bone, you tie it together with a bronzer.
With if I'm using whatever contour color I'm using, I use that color.
I see. So what is it? It can't be a shimmery bronzer, right?
No, it needs to be matte.
So who makes a good matte bronzer?
Hoola
from
Benefit. And they have like Hoola Light, they have regular Hoola, and they just came out with some new ones. So I don't know the names of them, but.
But you can use that in your crease. That's a good one.
Yeah, and like they blend really well. So, and honestly, it's, you get a whole entire pan of bronzer as your
you get like
crease.
A bronzer sized so eyeshadow.
It's a big eyeshadow.
I like this. You're thinking value. That's the Arizona coming out in you. See, he hasn't gone to LA and forgotten us.
It's that $75 makeup that I need to think about.
Can you imagine if you charge that now, like Ariana Grande, like went through her agent and you're like, it'll be $75.
I remember like back then, like just going makeup shopping. I was like, good Lord, like why do people buy such expensive makeup? I would never buy this makeup. And like now.
Do you notice a difference?
Yes.
Well, now that you're, there is a difference.
There's
right?
a difference. But back then I was like, no.
Well, okay. So now that you know prestige products, you've worked with Shiseido and La Mer, is there still like a drugstore favorite that you like? You're like, you know what? They don't do much better than this, even in prestige.
I mean, I really think Maybelline has really good products. I think Maybelline has good mascaras. They have good eyeshadows. And especially, oh my God, their contour. So Gigi actually told me to use this. Like, I don't know if they make it anymore, though. But
From her collection?
No, it's not from her collection. It's like this contour stick. I still use it on her all the time. It's like this contour and highlight stick, but it's like the best gray undertone with like for contour.
So, and that's another trick then, I guess, that people don't realize. Like the orangey browns, that's not contouring, is it?
No, that's bronzer.
Yeah. I think a lot of people think that's contour, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, what do you see when you're, like, on the subway in New York or in, like, L.A. and you're in a crowd and you're like, oh, everybody's doing this wrong with their makeup that you want to fix?
I never – actually, I don't think I ever feel that way because I never want to fix someone's makeup.
You just want them – you – come on. Don't you think, like, I could do that better?
No.
Oh, you're such a nice person. Okay, couple more questions. We talked about an eyeshadow you hit pan in. What about a blush?
So I really – right now – I feel like I keep – I'm not sponsored by Benefit, but I really love this Dallas blush color they have. It's like a bronzer slash blush because I feel like a lot of girls don't – a lot of my clients don't like blush because they feel like they feel like it makes their cheeks round.
Yeah.
And so like they want to look sexy, not cute.
Okay.
Like girls want to look sexy. So this is like a bronzy flesh tone color, and I really love it. It's like you look sun-kissed, but – also with like a little hint of pink.
But not like baby pink so they look like cheeky cherub.
No.
None of your girls look like that. Adriana Lima looks like she's going to eat me for breakfast. Like
she loves like just eating like.
She's got green. There was this green glitter look that she did. You did on. I think you did it on her recently.
Yeah, I just did it the other day.
Oh, and, my God. She looked like the sexiest leprechaun alive.
Her doing her makeup, I leave feeling.
I just keep talking about Adriana Lima. Oh, sorry. Go on.
Yeah. Doing her makeup, I leave feeling like, oh my God, like I am doing Adriana Lima and that look was iconic. She can literally wear everything and she looks good in anything. And when there's some people like when I point the camera at them, they like get like flustered and weird. Like when you point the camera at her, she just looks into the lens and like
She brings it.
Like, and those videos, like, it's like some of the most views I've ever gotten in my life.
I always think when the girls are doing that video where they turn their head.
Do you want to try it?
No, Patrick. Oh my God. I would get the giggles right in the middle of it. I don't know how they hold that pose. And you're laughing too. What are you doing behind the camera when they're doing that? Are you just also giving them back diva look?
I'm giving them back like affirmations like, oh, you look great. You look iconic. That's major. This is a moment. Like work it. Yes, this position, that position.
You just named every turn shade in left. Your line, by the way. That's like all your language. That you use in the line. I love it. This is a moment, right?
It's a moment.
Okay, last question. You travel a ton. You just launched this line. You must be stressed out. What does Patrick Ta do to, like, just chill?
Go to the movies.
What's your favorite movie?
I love, like, action, like, superhero movies.
Okay.
I love going to the movies because I feel like you just sit there, you're not doing anything, but you're also getting entertained.
Will you go by yourself?
I've been by myself, but when I'm like, if I'm at home, like I want to hang out with my friends. I feel like I rarely get to be home. So
yeah.
When I'm home, I want to hang out with my friends.
And what do you get at the concession stand?
Too much. I always get candy. I always get like a large water, maybe sometimes like a sparkling water.
That's so good. Who goes to the movies and gets a large water? Patrick Ta.
I mean, I'm obsessed with boba, so I drink boba every single day, and it's so bad for you. I feel like I have, like, a boba, like, belly, and it is not cute.
What's the best boba in L.A.?
I really love Gongcha. It's I found it in Tokyo, and the one in Tokyo is way better. It's way, like, it moves way quicker, and, like, the line is, like, around the corner, but it just moves so quick. But the one in L.A. is still great, but I still love it. But I literally drink boba every day, and I cannot stop. I try to stop myself. And I like, I'll tell my assistants, like, do not get me boba today. And if you do, like, I'll be so mad at you. And then, like, later, like, go get me boba now.
As far as vices and addictions go, I feel like that's not such a bad one. Your line is gorgeous. I mean, by the time we air this episode, it's probably already going to be sold out at Sephora. But we'll put lots of links on the blog to it. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mascara.
Thank you. That was so fun.
Okay, good. I'm glad it wasn't stressful.
Yay.
Okay, so Tiff, how'd I do interviewing all by myself?
Oh my God, great.
He was a doll, wasn't he?
He filled up the room.
He did fill up the room. Patrick Ta was awesome.
All up in the fat studio.
That's right. Okay, this is the part you got so excited when I was like, and Tiff, you'll get to raise a wand. Are you still excited?
I get to raise a wand, you guys.
Okay, so you go first. What is it?
Okay, so I attended an amazing volunteer event on Sunday for Prom Plus NYC. So their big event of the year is the Total Boutique Experience. And what they do is they provide underprivileged high school students with ideally, the total boutique experience, everything they need for prom.
Like, do you go the day of your prom to get done up and everything, or even before and they'll give you products?
No, it's before. They give you dresses, shoes, jewelry, makeup consultations, hair tutorials, like the whole works.
And is it a charity organization, so you don't have to pay for anything?
No, they don't have to pay for a single thing. And they go beyond that. They work with Statement Arts.
Okay, what's that?
So it's basically like a theater organization helping students provide mentorships to students.
Mm-hmm.
They also help out with guiding them through the financial and scholarship processes.
So after they're done the prom, it's still about education and helping them through the schooling system.
Yeah, and even still in like college.
That's
they
cool.
They really work with these students from the beginning to the end.
And wait, what were you doing?
Right. So it was just such an amazing experience just to be able to like talk to the students. And I kind of missed this part of me, which I did a lot of community service in high school.
Uh-huh.
So a lot of the FIT volunteers, we were able to help them style their clothes, but also like talking to them, like what's going on with your lives, you know, just being a friend.
So it wasn't just like, here's your free lipstick, go back and go to the prom and have
fun. Yeah, no, it was like a personal interaction. And that's the reason. So I basically did this for a school requirement, but I chose this volunteering opportunity in particular because of that human interaction factor.
It sounds like such a good cause.
It's wonderful.
And tell us the name again. And if we want to like support them in any way, how would
Yeah, so
that.
Here's the best part. You guys can get involved too. So it's Prom Plus NYC, and they accept all donations of any kind, any jewelry, any clothes, dresses, because they also provide students with interview outfits. Like, it's not just prom.
Oh, God. Thank God I don't have to go to prom. Did you go to your prom?
I did. I wore a yellow dress.
I feel like that's super cool. I'm picturing
like
Beyonce in the Hold Up video from Lemonade. Roberto Cavalli, that's what you wore, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. What am I raising a wand to? Did you see Drunk Elephant's new cleansing balm?
Is it the green lid one?
Yes, called Slay.
Okay.
S-L like A-A-I. I have this thing about Drunk Elephant. You know what it is? I have this thing in general. I don't want to like what everybody else likes. Have you noticed that about me?
I do.
So if everybody wants to do something, I'm like, I'm not doing it. However, it's a really good cleansing balm. It, like, you need a pea of it and it melts into the most buttery delicious, where some of them still feel kind of chunky mm-hmm. and like oily on your skin. This one turns into like the most beautiful emulsion. You put a little water, it gets all milky and seriously does not sting your eyes. I think even some stuff that says it won't sting your eyes stings my eyes.
Oh, I have that problem sometimes. I'll forget, you know?
And then you're like washing your face. You want to get your makeup off. And then your eyes are all red. And that defeated the whole purpose. This one's really good. And I think because they knew they were late to the cleansing balm game, because there's so many mm-hmm. out there, they wanted to add like a little bonus. So it comes with this little cartridge or little like ampule of bamboo charcoal powder, which once a week in the morning, you mix that in with the cleansing balm and it turns into like a scrub. So you get a treatment as well as the cleansing balm.
And you like that as well?
I like that as well. But you get like the powder to balm ratio is like very off. There's just a tiny bit of the powder, but the balm is like a big tub. So even though it's kind of pricey, it will last you seriously.
Interesting.
So raise a wand to that. Raise a wand to Prom Plus NYC.
Yep.
And may I raise a wand to Tiffany, who did a freaking amazing job. Yay,
thanks.
Tiffany. Jess will be back next week, and I'm sure she'll be super proud of you, too.
Aww. We miss her.
Thanks for listening. Fat Mascara is produced by our friends at Atwell Media. You can check out our website, fatmascara.com, for episode recaps, product recommendations, and discount codes.
And if you want to reach us directly, email us at info@fatmascara.com, or you can follow us on social at Fat Mascara, shoot us a DM. And we'd love if you went over to iTunes and threw us a rating. How many stars?
Five.
Five, please.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.